I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So micro-cheating, as I read the definition here, is basically when you do small things that kind of approach the line, blur the line a little bit, as you may, with infidelity. But you never get physical. Okay, there's never any physical. So if that's your line, then you're not going to find any of this is cheating.
Okay.
But over 100,000 people took a survey on what counts as micro cheating and see if you agree. Following an ex on social media, Lil Jess, we didn't hear from you.
Cheating, no, not cheating.
Not cheating. And Sarah Valdez of Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Sarah Valdez. Hey. Is following an ex on social media cheating, not cheating?
Okay, so it's not, but it is, because I'd be pissed if my man was following his ex. Like, why? What's so necessary for that?
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Cheating.
Yeah, you better.
Because I know if I was following my ex, he'd be like, hello, why?
Yeah, you better be able to explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Define ex.
That is a good point. Is it like someone that you actually dated, like you guys are boyfriend, girlfriend, ex-wife, ex-husband, right, whatever it is? Or is it someone, right, you went out on a date with,
right,
three times?
Is it worse for you? Is it with Sarah? Is it worse for you if he's following a one-night stand on social as opposed to his baby mama?
Yeah, because if it's a one-night stand, it was supposed to be a one-night stand. Like, it's not a two-night stand. It's not a follow-me-forever stand.
If he's smart, he didn't tell you about that one-night stand, so you don't know he's following her.
Yeah, I agree with that one. I don't want to know about it. One-night stand, bye.
Yeah.
Don't look her up. Don't ask for her number. Like, those are the rules.
How great is Sarah?
Sarah's awesome.
We have the best. We really do have the best listeners. I'm not just saying it. We really do. You're awesome. Okay, so... If you delete, okay, stay with me here. If you delete Tinder, Bumble Grinder, whatever you're into, it's not Bumble Grinder, it's Bumble.
It should be Bumble.
Anyway. If you delete, for example, Tinder from your phone, but you don't delete your account, is that cheating? Not cheating, Sarah.
Yeah, because why is it still there? Why is it still active? You deleted the app, but you're still going to be sneaky and get the notifications, like, on the DL. Like, really?
Kayla, cheating, not cheating?
No, not cheating.
Spence?
Nope.
It's not cheating.
Ew.
If you keep that account...
You gotta keep your options open. You ain't married yet.
I don't know.
I don't know how to delete my account, unfortunately. When I got rid of my Tinder, I just deleted it off my phone because I don't know how to get rid of it.
I don't know.
Me.
Us too, Sarah. Us too. Well, Jess, cheating, not cheating. You've deleted the app. You've gotten the app off your phone, but you have not deleted your Tinder account. Are you cheating or not cheating?
It's a little suspect, but not cheating.
It smells cheaty
to
me. Meeting up with someone and claiming it's work-related when it is not.
Oh, I hate
Sarah.
Ew, what? That's wrong.
Spence?
That's so wrong.
Yeah, that's there.
Kayla?
Yeah, that's a little bit of cheating.
Well, Jess?
You're going to cause me to catch a case. That's cheating.
That's, because you're not telling the truth.
You're lying.
You're lying.
And there's a reason behind that.
Exactly.
You're lying. Why are you lying? Why you gotta lie? Sending a heart, kiss, or wink emoji in a flirty way. When I mean, you know it's flirty. Is it cheating, not cheating, Sarah?
I'm going to say,
Sarah does
I'm
this.
Well, because if I do it, that's different. Because it's like, I do it all the time to like girls and guys. Like, I just like the emojis. But if my man has an emoji, he never uses an emoji. So if I see an emoji on his phone, I'm like, "What's up with that emoji?
What's going on?"
That's
there?
It. Mm-hmm. It's all intent. And I think in this case, you can legislate intent because it's yes. Well, or can you? I don't know. That sounds dangerous to me. I'm going to say. Yes,
If you're doing it in a flirty manner, flirty way. Absolutely.
Flirty way.
It's also a way to just test the waters. So, yes, you can't do that.
That's
Sarah.
Yes, God, Sarah.
Cheating, not cheating.
That's cheating.
Yeah, that's total cheating. That's wrong.
Cheating, not cheating.
It's cheating because if I use the zucchini, you know what's popping.
Wow.
Never used the zucchini before.
The zucchini?
Or the little squash icon.
The eggplant.
I was like, zucchini? What?
Yeah. And if it's the eggplant and the peach, oh my God. What's happening? What's happening right now?
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So I saw this thing the other day about micro-cheating, and it's stuff you're blurring the lines a little. And as it's gone along, we found, like, for example, following an ex on social media, maybe not so much. Deleting the app, like deleting Tinder, for example, or another dating app. Deleting it from your phone, but not deleting your account.
What if you're incompetent like me, though, and you just don't know how to delete the account? So you just get rid of the app altogether.
And then you would say that to Buddy, and Buddy knows you, and your boyfriend, would be like, yeah, okay. I get it. Spence, if you've got Grindr, Bumble Grindr.
Yeah.
If you've got Bumble Grindr on your phone, still, Steph is going to question you.
Yeah, and I wouldn't. I wouldn't have the account, but yeah.
Meeting up with somebody and claiming it's work-related when it's not. Oh, boy.
The reason why.
What are you doing? What are you? Honestly, you know better. You've got evil in your heart. And then we had trouble with sending a heart or a kiss or a wink emoji or something like that. Sometimes I'll fire back with the heart. And then...
Is it the red heart or the different colored hearts?
Red. Just red. You know me, I'm a basic dude. I don't, yeah. No, and then I go...
Scandalous.
No, and then I go... I always run it through the filter of, what if my wife saw this? I run it through the filter. And then that's where I go, oh, maybe I shouldn't. Oh, I didn't mean it, but I didn't mean that.
Okay.
No, I didn't mean that.
No.
I didn't mean it. Sarah Valdez is our first pick winner. You've already pre-selected your prize. What are you going to do? What are you going to grab?
Monster Energy.
And you're stoked about it, the Monster Energy Cup.
Oh, I'm super stoked. I've never been. I've been to the Monster Jam with the huge trucks, but my kids have never been to the bikes.
Oh, and Monster Energy Cup is the motorcycles.
Got it.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, I hear everybody just freaking loves it.
Yeah,
sick tricks.
Yeah, if you got boys, oh my God. okay, so having a work wife or a work husband, somebody that you actually referred to as a work wife or work husband, cheating, not cheating, Sarah.
Okay, so maybe not, because if I have a work wife, a work husband, like, that's a different story, because they're like older and there's no flirting. We don't go to lunch. Like, that's just their relationship. But if a guy has the work wife, they go to lunch, they share gossip, they do those kind of things. That's a little too far for me.
Okay, so there's a couple of things connected with this then. And Sarah, you were awesome right there. 19% of the people that they talked to said it was cheating. 31% said no big deal. The other 50% said it's not cheating, but you feel weird about it. And at that point,
like,
if
I meet his work wife, I'm going to be like, what's up? I'm the real wife. See my rock?
Right?
See, the rule of thumb is you can't have a work wife that's hotter than your real wife.
That's bonus points right
Nail
there.
Wow, the head, solid. Dude, right there.
Solid. Yeah. And if you confide in somebody else it says that you're attracted to. If you're confiding in somebody that you're attracted to, I would even say if you're confiding in somebody that is attractive instead of your significant other, is that cheating?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
Because that's kind of connected to the whole work wife, work husband thing.
That's bad.
If you're not delivering that information to your actual significant other as well, then yes, that is cheating.
Yeah, the confiding.
Because you might be throwing up signs to that other person too, like, oh, she's confiding in me and not her husband.
Maybe
there's something going on here.
Yeah, like eggplant peach.
Yeah.
There's an emotional connection there, and that is very dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree. That's a good way to put it. So then the last two of these, staying in touch with an ex for no reason, like if there aren't kids involved, You're staying in touch with the ex. What are you doing?
Are you friends with any of your ex, Kayla's?
Yeah.
Friends with basically all of my exes except for one.
No
so.
Need. Cut them out.
I know. That's not true. My ex-boyfriend is one of my best friends.
Walk away.
Okay.
You're ruining
it's
your relationship,
Kayla.
It's not
easy to walk away. I'm friends with my exes, and my husband hates it.
And I will point out,
I don't consider it cheating. Like, there's a very fine line right there. Like, very, very fine. And if you cross it, yes, that's considered cheating. But if you're just, like, a friend, like, I get that you had relations and you had a past, but if you can stay friends, kudos to you.
The representative from Lil Jessetopia would like the floor.
When I think of, quote, friends with your ex, when it comes to me, that means when I want some, I go to my friends
Bingo.
Who are exes.
Bingo. Spence.
I do like the fact that all of these... All of these things with Sarah is, if it's okay for her, but not okay for him.
No, that should have saved that for the end. Should have saved that for the very end.
Sometimes.
If you are sexting somebody, but that, and this goes back to what you were saying about the emotional thing. But if you're sexting somebody, but there's no physical cheating, not cheating.
Oh, that's cheating.
That's an easy one.
You can't do that.
That's so cheating. Yeah.
That's a big no-no.
That's an easy one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. There doesn't have to be physical contact in order for it to be categorized as not cheating.
No. And by the way, if you're just doing that, that's awful. Just cheat. You
just
know what I mean?
Leave the person.
You're going to get caught. You might as well just cheat.
Not if you're just sitting there messing around on your phone.
Yeah, but
talking dirty stuff back and forth.
No, he's saying
it's a different person.
I'm not condoning it, but to Spence's point, well, why don't you just cheat?
My point is, if you're caught doing the sex thing, you're going to get in so much trouble.
Sure,
you might as well just do it because you're just going to get in trouble.
Most of the time, sexting comes with actual photos.
Yeah,
because I caught my ex. How I ended up catching him cheating is, yes, I looked through the phone, and there was a picture of his eggplant.
And again, if you're sending pictures, you're an idiot. You are so stupid. Have fun at Monster Energy Cup. You're wonderful. Have a great weekend.
Love you guys.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning. On 98.5 KLUC.
We are literally seconds away from high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. We're making a winner today.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, if it doesn't happen by 9 o'clock, I have a plan.
Okay.
If it doesn't happen by 8 o'clock, I have a plan for 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
We will each be assigned a number.
I like that.
And then just pow pow. But there's a winner today. Wow. And by the way, not for nothing. And then Lil Jess is giving away the last one sometime before 2 o'clock. I'd string it out if I were you, but you do what you want.
No, I like the advice.
I wouldn't do it right at 10 o'clock, even though I know you're excited and you want to.
That's what she did yesterday.
She was like,
why'd you blast that out? Oh, you were thinking, I know what you did. You blasted that one out at 10 o'clock with the idea that you might just trip and fall into one by two.
Yeah.
I got you. I see you. I see you, Lil Jess. All right, so this is, I believe, what we're going to call Can't Beat Kayla Hockey Slang Edition. Hello, Emily Luna. We're calling in from Sandy Valley.
Yes, how are you?
How is the cell service in Sandy Valley? I would think sketchy.
It is actually decent if you don't have T-Mobile.
Okay.
Not to throw shade. Yeah.
Well, a little late for that.
But thank you for having all their advertising canceled. We appreciate you.
Shade
Sandy
already
Valley.
Been thrown. Yeah, that's great. Fine. No, that's good. So here's the deal. Kayla, what's your buzzer going to be?
Yeah.
Emily, if I were to ask you what buzzer you would go with, what would be the first thing that would come to mind? Excellent. So just buzz in when you know this hockey slang term. All right?
Okay.
The first hockey slang term is celly. Is that A, when an opposing player phones it in, B, a celebration after a goal is scored, or C, the nickname of goalie Kristoff Celebrovic of the New York Rangers?
I'll go with
Kayla.
C, the nickname.
Slow down. Don't just assume.
I thought you said Kayla.
Spence will be the judge who buzzes in first. And much like Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown, he shall not be questioned.
Yeah, the Sandy Valley lady was in first.
Oh, you were such a liar.
No, that's what I heard.
Well, I'm questioning, even though I said you shall not be questioned. You're straight up liar.
Well, I can also admit that maybe I wasn't paying attention, so Kayla was first.
You didn't know that you were the judge? My bad.
I'm sorry, that's my bad
for not explaining. No, Kayla legitimately was in first.
Okay, I'm going to go with C, the nickname of that dude from the Rangers.
Is it that dude from the Rangers nickname and whatnot?
No,
it was not. It was not. Emily, is it when an opposing player phones it in or a celebration after a goal is scored?
I'm going to go with A.
Is it A, when an opposing player phones it in? No. A celly. Celebration after a goal is scored.
Learned something See? New.
Now we've learned.
Made sense.
Now we've learned.
When they all huddle. Selly.
All right. No points. Yes. Well, more the initial celebration. Like sometimes guys will ride their stick or pump their fist or, yeah.
Or they pick up one leg and then they do the ha-ha with their arm like back and forth.
I'm sorry, they
like,
do the what?
The ha-ha with their arm like they,
yeah. They punch.
They punch, yeah.
No, it's called a ha-ha, Chet, not a punch. It's a ha-ha.
My mistake. No points. We should probably get to number two because we have a lot of them. What is a biscuit? Is it A, the puck,
yeah.
B, Kayla?
I actually know this one. It is the puck.
Is it the puck? Yes, and Kayla takes a one-zip lead. What is the five hole? The seat on the bench nearest the door, the last player selected to skate, or the space between a goalie's leg?
Whoop, whoop.
That is Sandy Valley.
Shame on you, Kayla, because I've explained this to you before.
I know.
Emily, what is it?
Would it be C?
Is it C, the space between a goalie's legs? Yes.
Yeah.
There are five holes. Okay, upper corners are 1 and 2, yeah. Lower corners 3 and 4. Between the legs, that's 5.
Ah, got it.
That's the 5 hole.
Good job.
And you'll hear that a lot. We are tied at 1. Is the crease the area around the net, typically painted blue, a player that can play in tight spaces, or the space between gloves and jersey?
Yeah.
Kayla. Oh, sorry, Spence. I'm just trying to move the game along. Sorry.
I'll just go with A.
Kayla says she'll just go with A, the area around the net typically painted blue. Kayla is right.
Nice job.
I've been in the crease a couple of times, so I was going with that.
She leads 2-1. What is flow? Flow, is that offensive pace, a hockey mom, or long flowing hair?
Emily?
Pace? Or, yeah, that was the option, right?
What'd you say?
I'm going to go with B, option B.
B, a hockey mom? No. Is flow offensive pace or long flowing hair?
Yeah, I'll go with pace. Yeah, that sounds good.
Is it offensive pace? Technically, yes, but in this particular, when you're using slang, no, it's long flowing hair.
Yeah. William Carlson's got excellent flow.
Yes.
That's very
Carlson's got great flow. Also, great lettuce, great cabbage. And there's other terms that I can't remember right at the moment.
Okay.
It is still 2 for Kayla, 1 for Emily Luna as we play Can't Beat Kayla Hockey Slang Edition. Chiclets. Are chiclets?
Yeah.
Kayla.
Busted out teeth, right?
What do you think?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
It's actually teeth in general. Just chiclets are teeth.
Teeth, okay.
Kayla goes up 3-1.
Oh, my God,
okay,
Emily.
Here's the deal. Emily.
I need to get it together.
Yeah. You can't lose another one to her. She wins the game. A healthy scratch. Is that a stick to the face, an uninjured roster player who does not dress for a game, or an itch requiring the removal of gear to get to? Healthy scratch.
Yeah.
Kayla.
I'll go with the player that doesn't. The player that doesn't play.
Emily, you need to buzz in.
I don't know.
I know.
are you referring to option B?
Option B, the player that doesn't play.
The uninjured roster player who does not dress for a game?
Yes.
That is a healthy scratch. Yeah. A healthy scratch. Kayla's up 4-1, but let's keep playing.
Okay.
Is it Gino? A goal, a selfish player, or a guy in the front row who won't stop slapping the glass?
Kayla.
I'm going with C, guy slapping the glass, because he's obnoxious, like a Gino.
Because she knows her obnoxious? Oh, that's interesting.
No, that's a hell of a guess.
Oh!
Is a Geno a goal or a selfish player, Emily?
I'm going to say a selfish player.
No, it's a goal. It's actually a goal because, well, because it's a G. It's a G. When you look at the stat sheet, it's a G, so they just call it a Geno.
Interesting. Okay.
It just is. Is a flamingo a goal celebration when a player lifts one leg and skates around, a player that lifts his leg to avoid getting hit by a shot, or a player with extraordinary balance?
Yeah.
Kayla.
A bird.
Oh, I can't. Let me be me, Chet.
Is it? Okay, nowhere on here does it say bird. So no. Emily, is it a goal celebration when a player lifts one leg and skates around? Is it a player that lifts his leg to avoid getting hit by a shot, or a player with extraordinary balance?
I'm going to say A. I hope it's right, because this is embarrassing.
Well,
it's not.
No, it's the guy that lifts his leg to avoid getting hit by a shot, and it's usually he's pretty stationary, so he just lifts. He looks like a flamingo.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, just one more. Because has this game gone on too long? A, yes. B, no. Oh, there you go. Okay. Okay, are pillows, the goaltender's pads, a goal that put...
Ooh, Emily.
Oh. Emily, and by the way, I don't know if you knew, this last one is worth 7, because, you know, it's 7 games for the Stanley. You know, you got to win 4 out of 7. So it's this one's worth 7 game-winning points for Emily. What are pillows?
I'm going to go with A, which you were about to say, is the goalie's padding knee pads.
Strangely enough, I was about to say that. And strangely enough, she's right! Emily wins!
Good job, Emily!
Emily wins!
Thank you. Kayla's a savage, though. She deserves to win.
She's a something. I'm going to tell you that. She's a something. Chet Buchanan Show shirts. Give her a couple of them just because she's
got
good people. And we need representation in Sandy Valley.
Yes.
You got it.
Yeah. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5. 90.4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.